Chicago's Wacker Drive has always been unusual. The double-decker street, designed 76 years ago, is typically a stylish boulevard on top, while the lower level is the domain of delivery trucks and motorists smart enough to avoid traffic snarls. For the past 16 months, Wacker Drive has been a mess as work crews reconstruct the aging street. The construction is right in front of NPR's Chicago Bureau. NPR's Cheryl Corley has been monitoring the progress.
The sound on Wacker Drive is as relentless as a top 20 hit played over and over. Jackhammers, saws, drills, bulldozers, noisy on the street, but luckily not loud enough to infiltrate NPR's studio on the 14th floor. While construction ambience has been a constant on Wacker, what changes from week to week is the configuration of temporary wooden sidewalks high above the ground. You walk to work or leave the job with a sense of adventure, never knowing what to expect.
I feel like we're in some sort of a psychological experiment.
Arlene Krasanik is a librarian at the Adler School of Psychology.
We're like gnats running through a maze that we never know which way we're going to go any day. Keeps you on your toes.
That's a nice way to look at it.
Yeah. It's wild. It's amazing, too.
And a little eerie. The sidewalks have high wooden sides with orange mesh attached on top to give onlookers a chance to peer down into the vast construction site of Lower Wacker Drive without taking a tumble. On the upper level, iron worker Tim Anthony says crews are just about finished laying down new permanent sidewalks in our section of reconstructed Wacker Drive, a small portion of the $200 million renovation.
It's kind of unique. Post-tension cable job. All multi-strand cable, warranted for 100 years.
Kind of makes you wonder who'd complain about the road a century from now. But for most people these days, the more pressing concern is finding how to enter the shops, restaurants, and office buildings that line Wacker Drive. Even my 15-year-old niece, Nakia, who comes downtown often, had a difficult time finding the Bureau.
I was looking and I was like, wow, the street's gone or whatever. And I couldn't find my way. I went past it and turned back around and passed it like three times. Down here for like 20 minutes trying to find my way back into the building.
And this day to get out of the building, we go through the Chinese restaurant next door. The week before, it was down in the basement and up the stairs to the alley out back. All of the Wacker Drive construction is due to be complete by November. Tim Anthony says downtown pedestrians, motorists, and workers just need to take it easy.
It's too bad. I mean, everybody's, impatient, but it was dilapidating. I mean, it had it. It was definitely time. When it's all finished, everybody would be happy.
Hey, I'm happy. It's just a half year of construction left, and we finally can get out the front door. Guess it's just those little things. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.